Today is Testimonial Thursday, where you can get the testimonies of the phenomenal products, and you'll see that how they're helping people, so many people around the world. Now, that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. Testimonial Thursday. And with our director, Deborah Smith, she will be hosting that call today. Well, you know what? What I'm going to do is get out of the way because we have a phenomenal lady who is, she brings it every time she comes. She's been here with the Master's Call since the inception of this call. She has been a blessing to many, and I tell you, she's a powerhouse. She's a prayer warrior. She is a woman of God who stands on God's word regardless of what anybody says. She is Minister Willa Peterson, who lives in Tampa, Florida, with the love of her life, to whom she has been married for over 45 years, Mr. Jerry Peterson, and pray for their family because his brother went home to be with the Lord recently. She is the mother of three children and the grandmother of two adorable grandchildren. Minister Will is a member of Bible-Based Fellowship Church, where she serves on the Salvation Army Ministry, Justice Ministry, Global Ministry. I tell you, she is woman with a mission. She loves the Lord with all her heart and seeks to exemplify that in everything she does. One of the favorite scripture verses is Galatians 6:9, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. I tell you, she is a powerhouse, and I am so thrilled to introduce to some and present to others our very own Minister Willa Peterson from Tampa, Florida. Are you there, Minister Willa?
Yes, I am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away.
Thank you, and to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, I just honor him today. I worship him today, and Minister Brenda, just I'm telling you, there's a sweet, sweet spirit over these airwaves. And you brought it in with us as we started this call this morning. Oh, he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy. And so thank you so much for ushering us in this morning. And I praise you, Almighty God. There's none like our God. Lord, have mercy. Thank you for greeting our family this morning as we took our seats in this virtual sanctuary, this telecommunication sanctuary. And thank you so much for that God-inspired, powerful prayer. I mean, family, I'm just full right now. So these are tears of joy that's about to come because he's just... Dr. Vanessa, thank you for being the backbone of this Master's Call. You know, no matter what you go through in life, you are always here with us. You know, we may not always hear your voice on the call every morning, but we know that you are there. We and Dr. PK, thank you for all that you bring to the Master's Call. We could not survive without you. The call would not be the same without you. And so we thank you, Dr. PK, for being led by how God has given you to lead us here on the Master. So both of you, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, I thank you so much for the confidence you have shown in me as I minister this morning. Family and friends who have joined us, thank you so much for coming to the buffet table this morning to hear a word from the Lord. I just pray that what I have to say will empower you and encourage you as you go about and trust God with what he has for our lives, for your life. Now, Father, all of you and none of me, as I bring a word to your children this morning, God, I pray that you hide me behind the cross God, I pray that this call goes through with clarity, with no interruptions, in the name of Jesus. God, please remove all distractions from our minds, oh God, and let us focus on you. Lord, I impart this word this morning. God, and I thank you for giving me the authority to. God, to bind Satan in the name of Jesus, because that's what you told us that we could do, and to loose your authority over this call so there are no distractions. God, I thank you. I give you praise. We honor you. We worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. For my TMC family, as I was preparing my message for today, this was absolutely not the direction in which I was headed. I had another message planned. But you know what? Isn't that how the Holy Spirit works through us? I was all prepared to deliver a different message until, during our TMC staff call on Tuesday morning, Dr. Vanessa made the statement that Satan isn't as messed up about Jesus' birth as he is about his resurrection. I'll say that again. Satan is not as messed up about Jesus' birth as he is about his resurrection. And that one statement just did something inside of me, which brought me to my topic this morning, which is the most important week ever, Holy Week. Have you noticed how much attention is given to celebrating Christmas? I'm not talking about the secular celebration, because we realize that that is all just, you know, about commercialism and all of that. But I'm talking about how we Christians celebrate Christmas. We have the nativity scenes out. We have the angels, the doves, and everything else that is indicative to the birth of Christ. Now, don't get me wrong. I am all about celebrating the birth of Jesus. But have we given much attention and thought to the way Jesus, why Jesus was sent to earth by God? Have we given much attention to this season of Lent? Have we given much attention to Holy Week, Jesus' birth, burial, and death, the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus made for you and me, and his resurrection? This is the real celebration. Because without the sacrifice Jesus made for us, there would be no eternal life for you and for me. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish but have everlasting life." Holy Week, the most important week ever. You know, we are reminded of Satan's threefold ministry in John 10:10, at least the first part of John 10:10, which says, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy." Now, how did this threefold ministry of Satan's get started? Well, Revelation 12, verses 1 through 11 reads, "And a sign, a great sign, appeared in heaven, and a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant and was crying out in birth pains and the agony of giving birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his heads 7 diadems, crowns. His tail swept down a third of the stars of heaven and cast them to earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she bore her child, he may devour it. She gave birth to a male child, one who is to rule over all the nations with a rod of iron. But her child was caught up to heaven and to his throne." Verse 7. "Now war arose in heaven. Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought back, but he was defeated. And there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who is called Devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers have been thrown down, who accused them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb, hallelujah, and the word of their testimony. For they loved not their lives, even unto death. Mm. Verse 1 tells us about a woman giving birth. However, this is not a real woman. Instead, this is representative of Israel, often described by the prophets as a woman in labor. Here she is giving birth to the Lord, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But the seven-headed, ten-horned dragon, who had the nerve to have a crown of seven crowns on his head, was none other than Satan, who stood ready to destroy Jesus. Verse 7, the number 7 is usually a number of completion in the Bible. And the seven heads in this context convey Satan's universal power and evil. Satan was expelled from heaven, along with one-third of the angels and angelic hosts. Hallelujah. Mm. Can you imagine he had the gall to try to rival the most holy God and receive the worship that rightly belonged to God alone? Can you just believe that? It is also important to notice here that Satan's purpose has always been to destroy Jesus Christ. Satan started this discord in heaven and has not fallen short of his mission here on earth. However, little did that the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ would declare him defeated forever. You see, because the B clause of John 10:10 tells us that I have come, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, that they may have life and have it more abundantly. More abundant life is a life overflowing of God's purpose for us, his blessing, and joy. Mm. So, my family, as I think about the upcoming Holy Week, all that Jesus endured for you and me, like the teachings, the performing the miracles, loving on people in spite of how he was treated or received, living a life to show us how we should live, after all the hosannas and adulations, I feel like Mary and the oil in her alabaster box as she anointed Jesus' feet in preparation for his death. I feel like, Lord, what can I do to pour out my love for you? What can I do to be as demonstrative about Jesus' sacrifice, death, and resurrection as I am about celebrating his birthday, Christmas? Now, we do not need to depend on Hallmark to paint the scenario or picture for us. It is what the Holy Spirit has led you and me to do, to embrace this sacrifice that Jesus made for you and me. Holy Week, the most important week ever. What can we do? And it shouldn't just be for Holy Week. This is always. We can praise him. Psalm 22:3, verse 3 says, God inhabits the praises of his people. And Psalm 150:6 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Spend time worshiping him. Revelation 4:11 tells us, you are worthy, O Lord. And that's what Minister Brenda's saying this morning. You are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist. Here on the Master's Call, thanks to Minister Tiffany, who felt the need to begin the call with worship, we start our call with worship to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How it sets the atmosphere through the airwaves as well as in our hearts. Didn't you just feel it this morning? If you got on at 20 minutes before the hour, as Minister Brenda praised and worshiped our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You see, we can easily be distracted by the cares going on in our lives. However, when we take time to worship him and focus on him, that lifts the burdens and causes our hearts to rejoice. You know, Satan can't stand our praise and our worship. What else can we do? How else can we pour out our love for Jesus? We can take the opportunity to share the plan of salvation with someone. And oh, what a good week to do that. It's as easy as ABC. First, admit that you are a sinner. Romans 3, verse 23 tells us, "For we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." We can believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he died on the cross for you and rose from the grave. John 1:12 tells us, "But as many received, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." And lastly, see, we can confess Jesus as the Lord of our lives. We can commit ourselves to the life of following Jesus and serving others. Romans 10, verse 9 tells us, "If you confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." We cannot assume everyone who confessed Jesus Christ as Lord still believes what they confessed to believe, what they said they believed, when they said they believed. Little did I know my family that the family member who accepted Jesus as a child no longer believed the truth and made the decision to live a life as an atheist. This family member died. My prayer is that this family member had an opportunity to repent of their sins before dying and accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And lastly, family, the other thing that we could do is to serve others. 1 Peter 4, verse 10, and I'm reading from the Contemporary English Standard English Version, says, "Each of you has been blessed with one of God's many gifts to be used in the service of others. So use your gift well." I love how the Contemporary English Version stated that. And then Matthew 25, verse 40 tells us, "Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it for one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it for me." You see, God wants our lives to overflow with mercy, love, and compassion, because these are the marks of his kingdom and samples of how we are an image of Christ's likeness. So, family, as we enter Holy Week, amidst the chocolate bunnies, the marshmallow bunnies, the jelly beans, the dyed eggs and colored grass so displayed in the stores, let us reflect on the true meaning of Holy Week. The sacrifice of God's Son, God's love for us, and God raising his Son from the dead, as well as the destruction of the power of sin and death forever. Yes, Holy Week, the most important week ever. Host, back to you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Minister Willa. I tell you, just reflecting on who he is and what he did just for us because he loved us. Thank you so much for bringing us that powerful message this morning. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we thank you, and we honor you, and we praise your holy and righteous name. You're truly the God of our salvation. You're the God of our peace. You're the God of love. You're the God of truth. And we thank you, O God, for your Spirit ruling and reigning within us and around us, Lord God, and just reminding us of who you are and what you are doing just for us. Lord, We thank you for the blood of Jesus, the word of God, the testimonies of the saints. We thank you, O God, for this powerful woman of God who have ministered to us and reminded us, Father God, that the enemy has no power that God won't give him. Lord, we thank you that all power is in your hands. We thank you, Father God, that when we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, we know, Father God, that we are more than conquerors. Thank you, Father God, for this woman of God. Bless her in such a mighty way. Give her, pour back into her virtues of blessings, O God. Thank you, Father God, for strengthening her and her family, Lord God, as they mourn the loss of her brother-in-law, O God. We thank you, Father God, for keeping them in perfect peace. We glorify you, Father God, for strengthening them in every area of their lives. And we know, Father God, you are able to do the exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in them. We thank you, Lord God, for every single person on this call. We ask that you strengthen them and keep them, Lord God. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask that you continue to strengthen her and her family. Thank you, Father God, for Dr. PK. We thank you, Father, for pouring back into her, Father, virtues of blessings, Lord God, healing virtues, Lord, like never before. We call them complete and whole in you, Father. No weapon formed against them will prosper. We know, Lord God, that you're doing a great work in all that are on our hearts, Lord God, our family, our loved ones, Lord God, that may be going through health challenges. Lord, we bring them before you, and we say thank you, Father, for healing them and strengthening them like never before. And even the bereaved families, Father God, you said that the work you've begun in us, you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Father God, right now for touching the hearts of families that are hurting because their loved ones are going home to be with you. We ask you, Father God, that you strengthen them in such a mighty way. Give a special blessing upon Roslyn Peters and the church family, Lord God, with the homegoing of their original pastor. We ask the Wiggins family, Lord, strengthen them all, and we be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. And we know, Father God, that it's only in you that we live, move, and have our being. Thank you for artist's life in this entirety. Strengthen every person, Father, from Papa and Mama down to the last person that became a distributor, Father God, even the members. We ask that you strengthen and keep us, Lord God, as we continue to work your products in such a manner that you will get all praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, this has definitely been a powerful, powerful call. Thank you so much to Minister Willa for that awesome message this morning. Listen, the MMC call is coming up next, and that is Testimonial Thursday, where you'll get to hear the testimonies of these great products, Artist Life. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. And to hear the playback of this powerful message, you might want to share this with somebody so they'll know what Easter is really all about. When they celebrate, they'll celebrate right. And that number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677#. We thank God for all that he's doing in the midst of all of us. Thank you so much, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart and for that powerful prayer. And again, thank you, Minister Willa, for being such a blessing with that powerful message and being used by God by being obedient to his call. Would you come back and close us out with the benediction?
Yes, Minister Brenda, thank you. Lord, we first of all want to thank you for the revelation that you gave to John in Revelation 12. Now, Almighty God, you sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins and to show us how we can honor you and bring glory to your name by walking in the way of Jesus. Lord, thank you for grace, mercy, wisdom to trust you in all things. Your love brings light and life to all who seek it. Lord, may we seek you forevermore. Father, please keep us as we go through this day. Oh, God, we thank you for your perfect protection and your perfect will for us as we seek you and as we walk through this holy week and forevermore. We give you praise and we call it done. It is in Jesus' name, the name that never loses its power. Glory be to God, hallelujah, and amen. Well, my TMC family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, please know that I sincerely love me some you. God bless you and have an amazing day. We look forward to hearing you on the call in the morning.